This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding John, middle initial W, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, date of birth January 23rd of 1937. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smith with diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was October 10th of 2022. He's been feeling well since his last visit. He was using Trulicity, and he was getting samples in the office, but they're difficult to come by now, and apparently he's trying to get patient assistance to get the Trulicity from the company. He has gained 8 pounds since his last visit, though. The Trulicity was helping him lose weight, he reports, and blood sugars were improving dramatically. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic shortness of breath on exertion and at rest. Occasional cough and some wheezing. He uses inhalers on a regular basis for this problem. And minimal edema of the lower extremities. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. It's 20, 12.5, one tablet twice a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 289 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 130 over 80, pulse is 80, and oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done April 20th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.1, sodium 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 34, phosphorus 3.3, albumin 4.0, calcium is 9.1, intact parathyroid hormone is mildly elevated at 99.4. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 584, so that's in the gross proteinuria range. And hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan: 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function. We'll continue to monitor labs every 4 months. 2, gross proteinuria. He's on the maximum dose of lisinopril, which we will continue. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will continue to follow a low-salt diet, and he'll continue all routine medications. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.